Even as a number of Republicans have been at the very least uncomfortable with President Trump's language and tweeting, there haven't been too many deep policy disagreements. One exception, though, has been on international trade with a focus on NAFTA. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch is head of the Senate Finance Committee and doesn't want the president to pull the U.S. out of NAFTA, but Hatch has announced 2018 will be his final year in office. What sort of impact could that have, and what is the state of NAFTA renegotiations currently? With me to talk about that is Doug Palmer, senior trade reporter for Politico. Doug, Senator Hatch is leaving office at the end of the year, but he'll still be around as NAFTA is renegotiated. How important is his announcement as far as NAFTA is concerned?
The current goal for completing the NAFTA negotiations is the end of March. You know, in one sense, I don't think it will have much of an immediate impact. You know, Senator Hatch hasn't been extremely vocal on the NAFTA negotiations over the past year, but I mean, I think his views are well known, that he values the agreement and wants to see it continue in force. He and, you know, a number of other Republican senators have been sort of a restraining influence on Trump, you know, warning him that it would be bad for the U.S. economy if Trump was to pull out of the pact. And I think that will continue to be the case for the next year or so.
Is there any reason to think that he would be any more vocal or any more outspoken because he knows that this is his last year in office?
Yeah, I mean, I think that could be that, you know, we could see that. You know, it is his last year in office, and I don't think that he would like to see, you know, NAFTA ripped up, you know, while he's chairman of the Finance Committee.
Now, there have been some Republicans who've been vocal about concern with, that has been one area of pretty strong disagreement among a number of Republicans with the Trump administration as far as how international trade is being handled at this point. Does the process at this point, based on what we've heard and based on what we've heard about certain displeasure expressed to the U.S. Trade Representative, does it appear that this process is on a track that makes sense? Because there have been complaints from Canada at some point, from Mexico at another point, and obviously the TPP as well. What do you make of overall what's going on in terms of the U.S. proposal and the U.S. approach to these trade renegotiations? How are they really being seen overall?
Well, I think that there is concern in the Republican Party about some of the proposals that the Trump administration has put on the table in terms of you know, the wisdom of the proposals themselves and how that actually gets the U.S. to a modernized deal with Canada and Mexico. And so the next, you know, couple of months are going to be critical in that regard. They're hoping to end the negotiations by March, and that's largely because Mexico has a presidential election coming up in July, and sort of the conventional wisdom is that, you know, past March, it'll be difficult for Mexico to make, you know, meaningful concessions in the negotiations, so they want to wrap things up by then. But the problem is that the proposals that the U.S. has put on the table are problematic for both Mexico and Canada, and so unless the U.S. ratchets back some of its demands, it's kind of hard to see how an agreement is going to be reached.
At this point, how important does the NAFTA renegotiation feel when it comes to the administration?
The administration is entirely driving the NAFTA renegotiation. I think the Senate, particularly the Republicans in the Senate, are behind the idea of modernizing NAFTA, you know, basically putting in chapters like on digital trade and updating this agreement that was negotiated, you know, more than a quarter of a century ago to reflect, you know, the modern economy. Everybody's on board with that idea. But, you know, the Trump administration has put down proposals that worry senators because they seem to be aimed at this idea of, like, you know, bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States by, you know, requiring Canada and Mexico to make concessions that will cut our bilateral trade deficits with them, or that would require more parts, auto parts, to be made in the United States. It's more of a managed trade type approach to a trade agreement than the U.S. has pursued in the past, and you know, they're worried about that, and they're worried about the potential negative fallout if an agreement isn't reached and Trump were to get frustrated and decide to withdraw. You know, what impact would that have on U.S. agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico? So you know, I mean, it's a project that Senate Republicans support up to a degree, but they're not completely on board with all the ideas that the administration has.
Has this been a rough area where Republicans have been pretty vocal in saying to the Trump administration, you know, we are with you, as far as you said, sort of modernizing it, but, you know, we don't need that kind of rhetoric in terms of pulling out?
Well, I think the agricultural state senators in particular have been vocal. Pat Roberts and Chuck Grassley have spoken up quite a bit about the negative impact of withdrawing from the agreement. But, I mean, you haven't heard a lot from, like, the leadership. I mean, you haven't heard a lot from, like, McConnell or Ryan on this subject. And it could be that, you know, last year everybody was focused on, you know, getting tax reform, and they didn't want to, upset relations with the White House by confronting them over NAFTA. And with tax reform passed, maybe they will be more outspoken on this issue. It just kind of remains to be seen. It's an unusual situation for the party to have someone in the White House who is such a skeptic of trade agreements. So, I think it's kind of uncharted terrain for the leadership to figure out how to deal with this issue without, you know, alienating their leader in the White House too much.
Doug Palmer is senior trade reporter for Politico.